Hey, friends, do you know some things have to be plugged in to get power? Yeah, but hey, do you have to plug in a balloon to get power?
No.
You don't plug in a balloon. Don't try that at home. But did you know that a balloon can have electricity? We're going to put on some bubbles, and we're going to see if we use static electricity from our hair, if the bubbles will follow the balloon and see if the power works, all right? So let's try it. So let's turn on the machine and see if we can get some of the bubbles to follow our balloon. All right. Oh, wow. That one like came right to it. Oh, that was kind of fun. You know, the bubbles follow the balloon because of static electricity. And electricity is what gives us power. That's why we have to plug in phones or tablets, because they need power to juice up their batteries. And a lot of things need to be plugged in to get power, right? Like TVs and refrigerators and lights. And it takes a lot of power to run everything in your house and at our church. And, you know, that's a lot more power than we can create with just a balloon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And did you know there is someone more powerful than electricity and more powerful than any superhero? Can you guess who it is, friends?
Yes!
Yeah! And today we're going to learn that God is powerful! And he has shown his power by saving his people.
Today we'll learn about how powerful God is and how he used his power to rescue his people. Let's sing to our powerful God together.
Woo!
There is only one who can do anything amazing. There is only one who can do anything so amazing. His name is Jesus. He is the strongest. His name is Jesus, and he is oh so good. Oh, anything he can do, anything, yes, it's true. Anything he can do, anything, he is amazing.
Anything. God, that you made me, and I am your kin. Jesus loves me so much, his love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me, and I can follow you. My life can tell your story, I no wonder this is true.
So friends, you may remember Tack the cat. Tack is always curious. She has a question for you. Are you ready?
Hi kids, remember me? I'm Tack. For anyone who can spell, that's cat spelled backwards. I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and ask questions. It's good to ask questions. I have something I've been curious about. Do you want to guess what it is? It's something green.
Any ideas? I'm going to guess a green bean.
No, it's something green and it hops.
Any guesses? Okay. I'm going to try grasshopper.
No, it's green, it hops, and it says ribbit.
Oh, I know, it's a frog.
Yes, that's what I'm curious about, a frog. Kids, have you ever seen a frog? I was looking at a frog and I thought it was so cute, even though it looked a little slimy. But I got curious. I wondered why its eyes are on top of its head.
Oh, that is a very curious question, Tack. Frogs can be cute, and they have eyes on top of their head because they can't turn their heads like we can. So they can only look straight ahead. So with eyes on top of their head, they can see each side without moving their head. Pretty cool, huh? In our story today, we're going to hear about what happened when God made lots and lots of frogs come out of a river and go all over Egypt.
Oh, what happened? I'm so curious.
Well, we're going to find out in just a few minutes when we hear about God's big story today.
Okay, that sounds great. I've got so much exploring and thinking to do. There's so much to be curious about. I'll see you later.
We'll see you, Tack. Have you ever been curious about all the animals God has made? What's an animal that you're curious about? God made some amazing animals, from the smallest to the largest, and God even made elephants. You know, they're so big and so powerful, but God is more powerful. Today's Wonder Truth is God is powerful. We're going to learn about how powerful God is. It's time to put on our pay attention glasses. Oh, you know what? What are yours today, Miss Michelle?
Pink sugar crumble cookies.
Pink sugar crumble cookies? Oh, mine are those like shade glasses that have stripes in them. Yeah. Yeah, that's what mine are today.
ZZ Top.
Yes. All right. So put on your listening ears. Get them right in good. Good job, friends. All right, let's get our lips ready. Zip, lock, and button. All right. Hey, Miss Michelle, would you pray for us today?
Absolutely. Time to prepare our hearts now, guys. God, thank you for being here with us today. We we love you and want to hear from you today. Holy Spirit, help us listen to and understand God's big story. Help us see how powerful you are. Help us always to remember that you are powerful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My story starts with a man named Abraham, who God loved very much. God promised Abraham a big family, which would be used to bless the world. These people were called Israelites. They ended up in Egypt after Joseph was there. And after Joseph died, many years later, the king of Egypt called Pharaoh, looked around, saw so many Israelites, and got worried that they would become too powerful. So he made them slaves. God loved his people and had a rescue plan to bring them out of slavery. God chose an Israelite named Moses to help. God told Moses to go and ask the Pharaoh to let the Israelites go free. Moses did exactly what God said because Moses knew that God is powerful. Moses took his brother Aaron with him, and they asked the Pharaoh to let God's people go. God had to show Pharaoh how powerful he is. So he caused bad stuff to happen to the Pharaoh and the Egyptians. These things were called plagues. The river turned red and killed all the fish. Dead fish are very stinky. But the Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites go. So God kept sending plagues, frogs and bugs and diseases. He gave them sores and destroyed their food, and the Pharaoh kept saying no. Then God really showed how powerful he was. He made it entirely dark so that the king and his followers could not see. For 3 days, only the Israelites had light to see. And at the end of the 3 days, when Moses went back to the king to see if he would let God's people go, the king still said no. God had one more plague. God said the firstborn of all the king's followers would die, but the Israelites would be saved. Pharaoh was so upset by the last plague that he told the Israelites to leave Egypt right away. See what I mean? God can do anything. If he makes a promise, nothing will stop him from doing it, not even a king. God promised the Israelites that he would free them from slavery, and they could believe him because they saw with their own eyes that God is powerful.
Pharaoh was a powerful ruler, but he wasn't more powerful than God, friends. God saved the Israelites from the Egyptians. Nothing is more powerful than God. Nothing stopped God's plan, not even Pharaoh.
That's right. Our wonder truth today is God is powerful. Where did you see our wonder truth happen in the story?
Ooh, wait, what's that wonder truth again?
God is powerful.
So where did we see this wonder truth happen today in the story?
Let's look at this.
Ooh, what do you think the most powerful thing is on earth, friends? Well, let's see. Maybe a volcano?
Volcanoes, yeah. Let me see. Garbage trucks are pretty powerful.
Ooh, they are pretty powerful.
My mom's stomping when I'm not being good.
That's powerful.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. But you know what?
What?
God is more powerful than that.
Oh, absolutely he is. When you're having a difficult time, you can ask God to help you. God is powerful. And just like in our story today, he takes care of his people. Let's talk to God now in prayer.
Let's do it. God, we praise you for how powerful you are. Thank you that you are more powerful than anything, and you help us and save us. God, nothing is more powerful than you. Amen.
Amen. God saw his people needed his help. He had a plan to save them and show his power. Let's put our hands up. And let's do our blessing. May you always remember he has a plan for you and will help you too. God is powerful and he loves you so much.
Bye, friends.